Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and also you can access it through our podcast at kxoradio.com. And before you start, Scott, I have a community announcement, and it's for the Family Treehouse.
I thought you were going to say Maria's cool. Yeah. I was going to say everybody knows
no,
that. Come
on. You know, the Family Treehouse is doing a fundraiser for October the 28th from 11 to 1 p.m., and they're selling barbacoa plates, a family of four-pack, four plates for $25. And that's to raise funds in order to keep that program keep going on, being open. So if you're on a Friday and, you know, get out of work and you don't, if it's the weekend, you
next
don't want to
Friday
do, yes, next Friday, next Friday, 28th, if you don't want to make dinner, you can always buy the four-pack at the Family Treehouse.
County payday, you'll have some money.
Yeah, $25, and it's four plates of barbacoa. I've had that, and they're really good. So, looking forward to it.
And if you're a single guy and just hanging out, and going to be hanging out watching football all weekend, hell, four plates will probably get you through, you know, midday Saturday. So.
Yeah.
So don't let that lack of four people stop you.
And I'll remind you, Nick, I remind everybody for next week, too, so.
And it's really, really delicious, and it supports a really, really good cause.
Yes. So. I miss the treehouse now that my daughter's in kinder. Moment of silence there.
Executive producer Mario Spinoza giving us very important instructions. Phone off.
Okay.
All right, we're back. This is Let's Talk About It, Your Voice for Wellness here in the Imperial Valley, and we got a show. Welcome. Thanks for listening. Our guest today, our first guest, we have two. We're going to do them one at a time, so not to confuse the microphone, is Loretta Ugalde, and she's the director of the Work Training Center, and she's got important stuff to tell us about because she does a program with lots of acronym names that she's going to begin to describe as soon as she's ready. Hi, good morning, Loretta. How are you?
Good morning. Good, how are you?
Good, fine. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're the Work Training Center.
Yes.
Do you want to start with the Work Training Center and work your way back to the program?
Sure. Work Training Center has been in business since 1976. We have a work services program, and we have a senior program, which is the MSSP program. And Grisela will be talking about that in a minute. My program, we service people with disabilities, mental disabilities. We have about 28 clients at this time. And did you want me to go into detail about how?
Well, first, a little bit of background on the Work Training Center. What does it do for the community, and what is its purpose?
Like, we provide services for people with disabilities. We have different contracts that we work with, so we provide employment with people with disabilities at different sites.
So it's not. So the Work Training Center is not for anybody that is looking for a job without disabilities. It's only for people.
Unfortunately, no.
Wow.
No.
See, I thought.
Unless
I
of
thought,
course you want to be the director, right?
You know what? No, I thought that it was to service everybody in the community, but it's only for people who have.
It's targeted for people with disabilities. Yes.
I learned something new.
Well, and okay, so there's lots of flavors of disabilities, if I dare say. Do you have a particular flavor of disability that you specialize in, or is it any disability?
Not a particular flavor. We do work with a lot of people with mental retardation.
Okay.
Mild mental retardation. There's some autism, cerebral palsy, and some developmental delay.
Okay. So these, but then, so it's not people with. It sounds like no physical disabilities.
There are some with some physical disabilities.
Missing limbs or whatever.
No.
Or?
Not with our program.
Okay. Course have people with substance use disabilities and mental health disabilities where I work. Those people probably wouldn't qualify either right off
it's
the top.
It's
of
only developmentally.
Developmental disabilities. Okay. Qualify by San Diego Regional Center.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
In order to be able to qualify for a program, that's one of
they have to qualify
they have
over
to
there.
Meet that one criteria, yeah. It's an entrance requirement. They have to be a San Diego Regional client.
So what it how you know, with people who have developmental disabilities, it's kind of limited in the work that they can do. So what do you, how do you assist them?
We provide, they work with a supervisor. They work with, in a crew of 3 to 4 people. They're supervised 100% of the time. So, like I said, we have a supervisor that's working with them all the time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.